Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hello, everyone. Getting back into some shenanigans today with the Net Chicks, Natalie Buck and Sarah Gretzky. How are you?
Hi.
This is so fun. Hello. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
I was recently on y'all's show and I had so much fun that I figured we should do a little swap and get you on Shenanigans and catch me up on everything I haven't had time to watch.
I know. We had a lot of fun. We talked a lot of Vanderpump. So thanks for inviting us on yours because it could be intense with us.
No, it's fine. And if there's any other questions you thought of after the recording, we can answer those later too.
Well, I also feel like we almost, not that we knew it wasn't going to happen, but when we talked on the Net Chicks, we were talking about, is Vanderpump going to get another season? Like, what's going on? It will, yeah. it will. And then literally like 2 days later, we got the news it was renewed. So like, I don't know if that's Sarah and I's doing.
I mean, I think happy. we manifested it. Am I right?
Love. So excited for you.
Yeah. Season 10 coming back. So exciting. I literally found out at my meet and greet in New York for my live show. I had a fan congratulate me. And I thought she was congratulating me on the live show. I was like, thanks. You know, this is my first one. She was, no, on season 10. I was like, I'm sorry, what? She's like, yeah, I saw it an hour ago. And I'm like, 1 second, excuse me. And then I like go on Instagram and I see like Lisa posted and I was like, wait, what? And I call my manager and he's like, yeah, we knew like good news was probably coming today, but I didn't want to jinx anything. And I knew you had your show. And I was like, we got like the whole moment on my vlog camera too. So we're going to post that on Patreon. Cause I was like, wait, for real? Like what?
What a good, like, cause that happened before your show, I'm assuming.
Yeah. So when I came out on stage, I got to be like, and I don't know if you guys have seen Instagram, but season 10.
And I was so mad that I couldn't go literally. Cause I told you I live 4 or 5 blocks from there.
Yeah.
And then I had to go, where was I going?
You went to LA. You guys literally swapped places. Oh, no, yes.
That's right.
I went to LA and I saw like when you had taken off and I'm like, wait, I'm going to, like, I bet that I'm getting on her Delta flight, but I'm so happy. And did you love doing it?
It was so much fun. Like, we had such a good time. The run of show, everything went so smoothly. It was a blast. I can't wait to do it again.
I know. Well, then you'll definitely have more in your future.
Yeah, for sure. I think the next one's going to be in LA, and then we'll go everywhere in between, hopefully.
Literally. Oh my God, how fun.
Oh,
yeah. Jealous. So stay tuned, and hopefully you all can make it to the next one.
We'll make a trip. Yes.
Okay, so I just want to point out that I am sitting in my bedroom right now doing this podcast. And normally when I do the Zoom ones from home, I sit downstairs at like my table and I have a whole setup, but it's about to be lunchtime for summer. And so I was like, I'm going to go upstairs in my bedroom. And both of you are in your bedrooms too. I love this.
We are. This is standard for us. We probably do every podcast from bed. Sometimes Natalie's on the floor. Sometimes she's on the couch.
But there's like a really, I'm just super annoyed because I was supposed to be back in New York last night. I don't even want to get into the travel mess that I've had the last 48 hours. I'm in St. Louis. I live in New York, was here for a wedding. Flight got canceled. And then I'm back here. I don't have any of my things. And I was like, because I was going back to New York last night and I'm like, oh, like it's fine. I have that. We have Sheena's tomorrow. And then we're recording hours later and I'm like freaking out because I have none of my stuff and I'm sitting on the floor of my childhood bedroom. So nothing says you've made it like this.
I love that. It's cool that you still have your childhood bedroom though. I don't.
I come home a lot. I have two younger brothers that are 4 years old. They're twins.
Aww.
And so I'm like always trying to go home, but like, I love being home. Like I was really annoyed last night that my flight got canceled, but then I'm like, my mom picked me up and I went right upstairs, took a shower, got in my robe and I'm like, okay, feed me. Time to go.
I love that. So there are so many shows right now on my DVR that I am so behind on and I'm going to need you guys to catch me up on some stuff, especially Kardashians. I want to get into the wedding. I want to talk Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Summer House, Anatomy of a Scandal, which I thought was Grey's Anatomy and Scandal. And there was something between the two. I was like, wait, oh no, this is actually a new show. I had no idea.
That's
so
hysterical.
Yeah. When
it
I
actually makes a lot of sense
because you know, they're both Shonda Rhimes like shows.
Of course.
And so I thought it was some sort of mashup between Grey's Anatomy and Scandal. Yes. And I'm like, I miss Scandal.
I miss it every day.
It's like Kerry Washington, like doing a heart surgery.
Right.
And Patrick Dempsey comes back.
Oh my God. It was good when he came back last season though. I did love that moment when she was in her like COVID dream phase and he was there. I loved that. Okay. So I don't even know which show to start with, but
I was going to say you came to the right place because all of those are just like, where do we even begin?
I feel like we start with the Kravis wedding because I feel like that was just so recent and it's top of mind.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever you want.
Before we get into the Kravis wedding, I thought this would be a good episode to talk to you ladies and some of my listeners for some female products and things that would be beneficial. So
do tell.
I don't know if you have heard of PHD before. It's a feminine health product. So female, you know, like vaginal health, I feel like is one of those things that there's like the stigma around and people don't want to talk about. And it's like embarrassing. But I feel like if it's not personal, everyone knows someone who's had like a bad story in the bedroom and probably should take care of themselves a little better. Right. So this is a product that my friend Katie told me about. And I'm like, I wish I knew about this in my single days. Now, you know, as a mom, obviously, I still take care of myself. But I feel like this is like especially for the single ladies out there who need to be, you know, just ready to go whenever. So this product is like reinventing holistic feminine care and wellness solutions that help millions of women feel confident and comfortable. Their products empower you to just take control of your feminine health. They have like these suppositories that you can just use to stay a little fresh. And then I also just learned what boric acid is, which is like a natural compound found in seawater. And it's been recommended by doctors for decades as a safe and holistic alternative. So, you know, got to keep things fresh. PhD is trustworthy. They are feminine care products that actually work. So when you have an issue, you want a solution immediately. And also, PhD is a woman-owned business. So I think that is important, you know, women supporting women always. And they have a variety of over-the-counter products that include the PhD Boric Acid Sensitive Foam Wash. And it is literally the only boric acid foam wash on the market. So check that out. Also, their boric acid moisturizing suppositories. And like I said, it's a holistic solution for vaginal odor while moisturizing your vagina. Both are available on Amazon and at Target. And PhD believes that vaginal care is crucial to your overall well-being. So you guys can register now at phdfemininehealth.com/win to receive a free summer gift basket, which contains cruelty-free deluxe size beauty and lifestyle products, a retail value of over $100, plus a $500 Visa gift card. So go to phdfemininehealth.com/win. Also get 20% off all products right now. Use code Sheena at phdfemininehealth.com/win. Code Sheena, and that's S-C-H-E-A-N-A.
I'm always needing to keep my vagina fresh. So
you know, keep it fresh. But okay, keeping it fresh with what's on TV, what's going on in the world. We had like basically a royal reality wedding recently. So I really do want to talk about Kravis. I want to know what y'all thought of her dress, what she wore the day before. Like, I want to say before you say what you thought about the dress, I think that whatever you want to wear on your wedding is all that matters. I have seen so much shit talked on what she wore, how tacky it was, that it wasn't classy, comparing her to Stassi's Italian wedding. And I'm like, they're not comparable. They're two totally different people and styles. And I just want to say, I think she looked fucking killer. I love that she brought her own style into her wedding. Okay.
Tell me what you think. I initially wasn't really into the mini. I didn't hate it. Like, I posted on our stories, like, I love all the images I've seen, mm-hmm. but I just thought she's doing a lot of mini work lately.
Yeah.
Like, we're getting a lot of the same looks, and I would have loved, honestly, I thought she was going to, like, maybe like 5 years ago, I thought Courtney was going to wear a suit. Like, I was ready for her to wear like,
oh my God,
suit with
yeah.
like an insane veil. Cause I feel like for a minute in all like the Kardashian promo, she was always doing the pants. Like mm-hmm. she was always, the
I
one
could
pants.
See that too.
So, I mean, I don't love the mini, but I'm definitely not like offended or upset. I just thought that we've done a lot of mini work, and I would have liked, you know, I loved the black mini. I thought that was, I was happy with that. But her veil, like the veil made everything for me. Like that.
I loved it. Like, I was just nervous going into nervous. I was like, please don't wear a black dress with like vampire teeth coming out. Like, just can we, it's like, we're in Italy.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, to what Sarah was saying, first of all, the photography, all of that, it's like, you got your like classic, it almost felt like a little bit like goth. A little bit, mm-hmm. just like with the red and everything. But I thought her dress was great. I loved the corset, and then I loved the veil. And I was just like, do you, like, what did we expect? Like, I wasn't expecting her to go like in a Monique Lhuillier, like flowing down and be like, okay, I'm just gonna revert back to my old self.
Right.
I feel like she's changed. She's a different person now. Like, whatever, she's happy. I just thought that, like, I just want to be Kris Jenner. I just want to be in her closet, her dresses, those Dolce dresses. Like, whoa.
So good.
Well, all of them. Every single family member was in Dolce, which I think is super, super cool. I like how the more I've seen photos, I think she had, it looks like Penelope and Travis's daughters were all kind of in the same theme. And then it looks like Kendall and Kylie were. So I love that she, I'm glad she did like some traditional things and some not. Cause I think like, over the years that we've watched her, she does seem like she has very traditional values. So I was wondering, how is she going to, you know, like, is she going to wear, you know, I don't know. I'm glad. I love the images. Every picture I've seen, I'm like, they keep getting better.
Yeah. I was seeing all these memes and they're like, this is what we needed at the Met, ladies. Like, where was this?
Right.
I'm like, I agree. I agree. Oh, this was more interesting than the Met. I loved her. I sound like such a fucking creep. Rain, I thought he was dressed so cute. He looked like little Prince George with his like with black stocking. Yeah. I think the whole thing looked great. I loved Kim's outfits. I was given very much Heavenly Bodies from the Met, like a couple years ago with the crosses, all of that. I loved it. I was so happy for her. And you know what made my night? Is that she had like normal DJ music, like at her wedding. They had Andrea Bocelli like do the, he was singing casual. In the beginning. I'm like, of course. Like, didn't we expect that?
Of course.
But then like in all the like Instagrams, it was like Crazy in Love was playing in the back and everybody was dancing.
And like Jackson 5 and like We Are Family.
I love that. Yeah. That's like, exactly what I'm going to have.
I love that too. Yeah. I feel like this is one of the only, I mean, I know Chloe's been married, but I feel like the last like crazy wedding was Kim's to Kanye in Rome or wherever. So, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was like, well, she's got a lot to, you know,
live up to.
And I think she did. And I'm just honestly, I'm just happy they're married now and we can all move on.
Now, do we know, did this get filmed? Are we hoping that it's filmed?
It's filmed because
why
I'm
do
also
I feel
a creep.
Like it's not?
Well, right? I was I'm looking like, in the background and I saw like cameras. So
okay,
if anything,
maybe inside the wedding.
I was gonna
I don't know
if anything, Sheena, you would know like better. But maybe they had like a wedding. Obviously, they have like a videographer, and maybe like Hulu can end up using that footage. Mm-hmm. Like if they
license the footage from them.
Remember, Kim only did iPhone footage and. Only up until then it was like it went dark. We didn't see a single thing from inside. Mm-hmm.
But that was also Kim and Kanye. I feel like Travis is already on the first episode of the new season.
True,
so
you're right.
I feel like they have a new show. Like this huge life event just happened. You know, everyone has been rooting for Courtney since the beginning. You know, I mean, obviously people wanted to see her and Scott work out, but I think everyone just wants Courtney to be happy at the end of the day. So now that she's found her Prince Charming, like, how do you not show that on the show?
If Hulu did not get boots on the ground, we are going to have a lot of angry people. Like, we ask for one thing and that's just the wedding, please.
Right?
Like, I don't give us the wedding. Any more grocery store runs or like, I just want to see the wedding.
Yeah. So I've only seen the first episode of the new season because we had Brock's family in town for 3 weeks and it was
You've been busy.
I've been so busy. So I got one night, I got the fam to watch the first episode and then we were so busy the rest of the time they were here. And I've just been trying to play catch up for the last couple weeks since they left that I haven't even seen past the first episode. Oh. So how many episodes am I behind? What are your thoughts between the difference of E and Hulu? And do we see Pete on the show as well?
So
no Pete, but mentions of Pete.
Okay.
Yeah. No Pete yet. I don't know how many more episodes we get initially. I mean, you saw the first episode. Mm-hmm. I'm loving the camera work. It's a lot of drone images. Like I'm here for it. I love a mix up. I love a view. I think that what Hulu's doing is great.
I mean,
I think that they had so much to step away from because again, like Kardashian, I mean, it would be like you guys, if you left Bravo, it's like, they were so ingrained in E that they really had to like do a mix up and I think Hulu did a great job.
I like how I remember seeing some like pull away interviews like in the moment.
Yes.
That's love like that. Very Bachelor, but I love those interviews like in the moment. I can only imagine if Vanderpump Rules had in the moment interviews, some of the shit we would say, because I know how I felt the next day. Like I got in a fight with Lala at dinner and then I had an interview the next day and I was like, oof. Bad day for me to have an interview because okay. I'm fired the fuck up still.
We always have wondered that. And I can't believe we didn't ask you that when you were on ours. I was under the impression, and I don't know why, maybe this is like archaic from years ago, that like you did it after.
Oh, we do.
Okay. So when
do they show you
the season? So like some, the first interview look, we'll have a couple times during the season, but we're so busy shooting that we don't have like consistent interview days.
Okay.
So a lot of them are later after the season. And then I'm like, wait, what happened? I don't remember.
You can relive it.
Yeah.
So my thing that I know, and because I'm a Gemini, I know that this is why I don't think I would be a good reality star because, okay, let's say they're showing me fighting with Caroline like 3 weeks ago. Okay. Or however long it was. And then they're showing me, and I'm assuming they show it to you on like what, like an iPad? No, they don't show it. They just read you.
Yeah. They're like, so at the dinner, you know, what's your feelings about that? I'm like, I don't remember what happened.
So, but let's say I've made up with Caroline in the last 3 weeks. I don't know if I have the balls to act how I would have wanted to act 3 weeks ago. I feel like, well, we made up, we're fine now, we're good. You know,
I've been in that position so many times, but you just have to put yourself back in the mindset and speak in the moment. So it's definitely not for everybody. But then there are those moments where you get in a fight with someone, you have an interview the next day, and I'm like, I'm going to be more vocal than I might have been yesterday if I had this interview.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like, you have to go back. You get fired up all over again, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
I've left my interviews like pissed off sometimes because it just brings up things that you forgot about or just are retalking about. And it's like,
and they're going to press you. You know what I mean? Like they're going to, those questions they have are to make you trigger or spiral. And God, I'd lose it on the producer. Listen, Rick.
Yeah. I think we've all done that too.
Well, actually, I mean, not to jump ahead, but they did that to Erica a couple episodes ago and like showed her like snapping hard at the producer and like at Bravo. And I was like,
wait,
oh, wow.
On the new
on
season?
Beverly Hills.
Yeah, on Beverly
Hills. Okay, so I just caught up on the first two episodes, but why don't I remember her snapping at a producer? Okay,
because maybe, how many have there been? Either four? It was one of the
there's been two.
There's only been two.
There's only been two?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the first episode and they were doing
it. It was her and Garcelle talking at the gym when they went to that
workout.
They were asking her, because Garcelle's like, so you're innocent? Like, what do you, and Erica's like, well, you know, none of it's proven. And she's like,
Oh, yeah.
And then it got weird. And then the producer was like pressing her and she's like, well, Bravo can do their work. Like, if you guys want to find out, like, figure it out yourself. Like, really? Mm-hmm. Like, went there. I mean, I love them for showing us that, but wow, if I'm her, I'm like, you guys dirty.
No, that's true. I do remember that part. And I do want to get into Housewives now that I'm caught up. But I want to tell you about Dame before we get into Housewives. Because
I have Dame.
Do you?
Dame.
Oh, my God. Isn't it the best?
Actually, right up there.
Oh, love that. Sarah, do you have a Dame product?
I don't. Please educate me. I'm lost.
Okay. So Dame is a vibrator. They have two new products. One's called the Eva, and then the other is called the Palm. So the Eva is the couple's product, and then the Palm is, you know, just for yourself.
A little solo.
Yeah. So Brock and I, obviously, well, we have both. But the cool thing about the Eva product is it's designed hands-free. So it's like specifically for couples. It nestles close to your body. It stays put with just a finger. So you and your partner can just focus on intimacy. So, you know, you're not distracting from pleasure. It's basically Eva's like your sex life's new best friend.
Natalie's going
Natalie's
to get
like,
to show
I,
you.
I have mine. I want to show you.
No, but let me tell you why I like Dame. Because it comes in cute little pouches.
Yeah.
And you can just tuck it in and like it's, you can carry it in your purse. It's whenever you need it.
And if you need it in your childhood bedroom, you know, it's right there.
Mom.
I love it. So here's the deal. You know, having a pleasure practice is good for you, I think. You know, it can improve your quality of sleep. It helps you de-stress, relieve pain. It can even give you that like lit from within glow as you go about your day. So most importantly, I think exploring your pleasure on your own, you know, helps you get in touch with yourself and learn more about what you like. And it ultimately leads to better sex. So, you know, you all can be fans of Dame as well and take 15% off your order at dameproducts.com with code Shay. And that's Dame, D-A-M-E, products.com with code Shay. So I'm glad you are also a fan and we need to send Sarah one.
Yes, please do.
Up until a couple years ago, I had never used or owned a vibrator in my life.
I don't get that. I get it.
No one did, but yeah.
I get it, but like some of my friends don't do it. They're like, no, that's like, I'm so awkward. I'm like, what do you mean you're awkward? It's literally that's just how I felt. You.
I know.
I get it. Because I remember the first time I did it, I was like, oh, this is so weird. But I was just laying in bed and I'm like, whatever. And the second you start, you're like, oh.
Okay.
And
then it like goes out. I've never done this before. No.
And the thing about sleep is so true. My therapist, who's also a sex therapist, is telling me, and she's like, you should honestly do this before, because I have horrible, so I can't ever go to sleep. But it's so good. Like, even when I'm alone sometimes and I'm anxious, I'll do it. And it's like, I'm done. And then I plug in my phone and I just go to sleep because you're like, it's tiring.
Yeah.
Like, guys always pass out after sex.
Totally.
It's like they're orgasming and they're like having the, like moment and then it naturally makes you tired.
Yeah.
And girls, I feel like 5 times out of 10 are actually having a real orgasm, you know?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So yeah, I see, you know, Natalie's a fan of Dame. You all
Sarah's
can take...
like, shut up now.
I'm just like, what? Let's go ahead.
Beverly Hills Housewives is back. We've got a new housewife, Diana. What are your initial thoughts about her? I mean, she looks like a fucking porcelain doll. Like, she looks so good. She's a new mom. And yeah, I'm kind of obsessed with her.
So I kind of like her. I'm really notoriously not mean, but hard on first timers because I can't remember if I've said this to you when you were on ours, but I feel like in the Bravo world, a lot of first timers come on and they say they've never seen the show, but we all know you've been watching it. And so they are almost coming in thinking they need to assume a role and they're not being them. And it does not translate on screen, i.e., you know, Jen Shaw season one of Salt Lake City. I just thought she was doing the most and it wasn't coming off quite as... it was too character for me. Like, I just wanted her to be her, and I'm sure that would have been fine. So I just am always a little hesitant with the new ones because I'm like, oh, here we go. You know, another person who's going to act like they've never seen reality TV, but we all know you're all watching. So, but I like her.
She's friends with Elton John. I think that made me like her even a little more because I love Elton John.
Like, of course. I mean, but what did the Elton, why do I feel like Elton John has been brought into, unwillingly brought into the Beverly Hills housewife world for a year now with all the drama?
But I think he posted something too and was like, congrats to our friend Diana. Like, can't wait to see you on the show.
Oh, so he's like friends.
Yeah,
oh,
that's why I was like, wait a second. Brock told me that he posted something. And I was like, wait, I saw there was something that like Bravo TV or some account that I follow had reposted something with Elton John. And I was like, oh, yeah, see? Yeah, it's on Bravo TV's page.
But we can't be there to see the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because we're in England and we don't get it in England. So, Diana, thank you. Good luck tonight. We love you so much. Thank you for all your support. And we'll be cheering.
Okay. Yeah.
Go off, Diana.
I know. I was like, wait a second. He actually, they're legit friends. He posted, like, so excited for you.
I love Beverly Hills. I think that, you know, we had a couple weird years where we were fighting over dogs, but we're back, baby. Like, we're back. And who's your favorite?
Ooh, I mean, I've met most of them in person as well. So like, I love them all individually because they've all been just so incredible every time I've met them. Like I saw Erica at BravoCon and she had complimented. I love her.
Sue me.
Yeah.
Sue me.
No, okay. I love all of them.
Don't sue me. Actually.
I'm like bold choice of words when referring to Erica.
No. So I mean, like personally, I've met almost all of them except Sutton. I haven't met her yet, but I love her. Like I think
even this season,
she is finding her voice even more, but I feel like there are mannerisms of her that I know myself that I do. And I can tell when she gets uncomfortable and her eyes swell up with tears. And then she takes a drink because she's trying to distract herself or she plays with her roller or something. And I'm like, oh my God, I do all of that too. And I just have so much empathy for her because I'm like, girl, I get you. Garcelle, obsessed with her. I saw her at the Vanderpump Paris opening.
I love her. The duo for me. I was going to say, you've probably known Kyle the longest. Because
Kyle will always have a special place in my heart because her daughter and I, we used to look so similar.
You guys do.
Yeah, we just like hit it off right away. And then like Farrah and I became friends. And so like Kyle was just, I've always loved her from the beginning. And then Rinna, I mean, she's hilarious. I love Harry. I love her lip kits. I have a bunch of them. But yeah, overall, I mean, it's a great cast. You know, I mean, Dorit's fashion is insane. I like watching it just to see what's she going to wear next. What's her interview looks like.
I'm just really not into Crystal and her husband. Like, we get it. You did Lion King. Like, I'm sorry. I have to say.
I have not met her.
She seems like one of those. I want to be careful with my words.
What I'll say is we did not first season. I'm like, goodbye. Good night. Good day, sir. Like we're good on you. But I will say like, I think again, it's the first year kind of curse. I think this season she's better and maybe
I agree.
More comfortable and maybe I don't know. She hasn't bothered me yet.
I just felt like the first season she was like trying to prove herself to not only the like women, but like us as viewers. I don't know. To me, it just came off as like, I don't know. Are you like insecure? And that's why you're always talking about all of this stuff. I don't know.
And she's a lot younger than everyone, even though, you know, she has an older lifestyle and an older husband. Yeah. Like she's in her 30s.
So
her kids are cute.
Yeah. You brought that up. Because I will tell you what us fans are all waiting for, specifically myself. Mm-hmm. We're waiting for the time where now that you're all moms, you know, Vanderpump can do what it wants, but then you and Lala and whoever else go to Real Housewives. Like, that's what I'm waiting
for. Right. That would be the goal.
I'm waiting for, you know, maybe we throw, I always said this, I'm like, let's put Chloe, let's put her on.
Oh my God.
On Housewives, in Lala, Sheena. I mean, that's where I'm at personally. So whenever, you know, Bravo's ready.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it.
So like, I've heard, and I don't know if this is true, is that the requirement for Housewives is you don't have to be married, but you at least have to be divorced. Like you had to have been married at some point. And maybe that's changed now. I don't watch all the franchises, so I don't know that every woman has either been married or divorced.
Wow.
But we might have to get Lala, you know, like a husband to be on the show.
That is an unreal point that I don't think I've ever thought of.
Yeah. Maybe it's changed, but
I thought you were going to say there was a certain age, but actually,
no, I don't think there's a certain age. I think initially it was like 40s at least, but then they started going younger into 30s. And I feel like there is a market where if they, you know, went younger with Housewives, it's just a different show, but it still can be, and it could even be more relatable having younger housewife entrepreneur types.
Cause think of how many young moms, i.e. Sarah, mm-hmm. watch this while they're passing time, while they're feeding their bit, because it's mindless. And it's like, you know, it's an easy show to watch.
Totally.
That's a good idea. Andy?
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Let's put it, we're putting it out there. We're manifesting this.
Yeah.
I would love for just, you know, obviously like Vanderpump Rules to just go on until the end of time. But I would love a moment like Summer House, Winter House, where, you know, it's Vanderpump Rules, but then we have a little like side project with the same cast, but like different.
Like the ultimate girls trip, but like instead of
like, why don't we do that? And we throw in a couple Shaws, a couple Below Decks, you know, like Summer House. Well, Summer House has enough shows.
I love them, but we have enough. If you were to go on an ultimate girls trip, let's just say like who are like four or five other girls you would pick?
Ooh, from the Bravo world?
Yeah, Bravo world.
Okay, well, I have to bring Ariana, obviously.
Have to.
But then I would definitely want to throw in some Jersey. Like, gotta bring Dolores.
I love Dolores.
That's my girl. Ooh, but then I feel like I would want to bring Hannah from Below Deck, even though she's not on Below Deck anymore. Like, that is a good friend of mine. That's my girl. So I would want to bring her. She's so much fun. I've hung out with her in LA and Sydney.
Oh, my God.
And then who else would I do? Like, I feel like maybe another. Well, no, I would want to do a Shaw. So I would bring MJ. And then Beverly Hills. I feel like we got to have one of them too.
Have to.
Garcelle. I think
I was just thinking. Yeah, Garcelle would be fun. I saw her in Vegas for the Vanderpump Paris opening. She was with Lisa the whole time. We talked for a few, but she's such a doll. I love her.
Wow.
I think she would be really fun off camera too.
Yeah.
I feel like she'd be like, not that she's not fun on camera, but I feel like she'd be my girl that trip because she doesn't put up with BS. And I feel like she'd also just be calling people out and she'd be like my sidekick.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I love
her. I think that's a pretty good group. I'm trying to think of, I mean, the only thing is like, I would love to bring like Hannah or Paige because like they're my friends, but like Summer House, they have so many shows already. So maybe I'd bring Hannah because Paige is already on three shows.
Hannah would be fun. I love Hannah.
I love Paige. I just met her at my sister-in-law's wedding because she's friends with Craig and Austin and Paige. And we had so much fun. I'm like,
so much fun.
I love
Oh my God. Hannah Burner's wedding was so much fun.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll see it on my vlog soon. I
love how many Bravo people were there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like realize she was, I don't know. I don't know why I didn't realize like.
I felt like Sarah, you and I had so many random mutual friends there too. Cause I had like two comedians, cause she's also a comedian. So it's like, I knew people that are comedians that were there and there. that looked like a fun time. And it looked like a wedding that everybody wanted to be at.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was so fun. And yeah, I wouldn't have missed it.
That worked out
anything.
Perfect for you, for your
it
show.
It did. So when I got the dates to do my live show, and one of them was the day before the wedding, I was like, well, I have to go to New York that weekend anyway. So may as well just do it all in one weekend. So that vlog will be out this week. And it was just such a fun New York weekend. Oh, everything from the live show to the wedding.
Why don't they ever, have you ever gone on Summer House? Like, have you ever like done?
Yeah. So our show bridged theirs.
I remember.
Yeah.
Who's Stassi and like Kristen
and Katie. Yeah. The four of us went out there.
Ago.
Well, yeah. Cause they've done six seasons now. So this was like in 2015, I think. I think it was when we were filming like season 5.
I forgot about that.
And then I was supposed to, here's a little tea. I was supposed to go back because Carl and I like kind of had a thing and we were talking. We like had an off and on. It was like over a couple years. Yeah. And it was like super off for a while because he went on Watch What Happens Live and said that we hooked up. And then everyone was like, oh, so you slept with him? And I was like, no, we hooked up, but like we hadn't had sex yet. But then he went on national television and said that. So I was like so upset with him.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I didn't think that it was his place to go and say that
course.
On national television.
No!
So I was like so off him for a minute. And then I don't remember where it switched, but I think I was in New York one time. We ended up, I think I did Watch What Happens Live with Kyle and then Carl came out and then we ended up hitting it off again. And then he flew to LA for my birthday in, what was it, 2019? And we were like talking again for a minute. And that summer, I was supposed to go to Summer House and see him and film whatever, like a weekend there, just going to visit, you know, my friend, the guy I was talking to. And this was the Carl Lindsay finger bang season. And so they like ended up, I assume that's why they canceled my trip. And they were like, actually, no, like we're no longer going to have you there. And so I didn't get a go because I think that would have been a weird type of storyline when that was going on. So, yeah.
So what are your thoughts on them now?
I love them together. I mean, because that's the goal. You know, you want to be married to your best friend. So I love them together. I haven't been able to hang out with them as a couple yet because when I was going to New York for Tom Sandoval's show, our flight ended up getting canceled and I was supposed to see them that night. And then when I was just there, she was freezing her eggs. Carl was traveling. And so I haven't been able to hang out with them since they've been dating. But I ship them. I love this for them.
He's cute.
He's such a good guy. Like he really is such a gentleman. That's why I was so surprised, but also like when he was, you know, he was probably drunk that night.
I was
when he
was say, on
Watching Happens Live. Before he stopped drinking.
Would give me more anxiety than like someone I know or didn't get along with going on Watch What Happens because you know they're drunk, you know, they want to make that like viral moment and Andy loves it and I would be sweating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's that.
I'm
but
like,
yeah,
shook at this information. I like can't recover.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to give you a break to recover and I'm going to talk to my listeners about Just Thrive because we did this episode last week and there was so much helpful information. So while you're processing this, I'm going to tell a little story about a company called Just Thrive. So recently, as y'all know, I was chatting with Tina Anderson, who is the founder and CEO of Just Thrive Probiotic. And we learned so much about gut to brain health and healthy skin, obviously, is like the first sign of youth. And just so many things that I didn't know. It's the most important step in any beauty and makeup regimen is like healthy skin. And I've been obsessed with having good skin for as long as I can remember. So now having products that are beneficial to that even more, I love it. So this is why I'm so excited to tell you guys about this new super powerful skin beauty hack. So Tina had pointed out that because your skin is the largest organ, it's the perfect gauge of what's happening inside your body, specifically your gut. And when your gut health is off, your body has to work a whole lot harder to get rid of toxins, you know, blemishes, redness, dryness, tired, aged skin. All of these can actually be signs of your gut struggling to detox. So staying on top of your gut health is crucial, as you heard on my episode last week. And if you didn't hear my episode last week, go back and check it out because there is so much helpful information. And thanks to Tina, my new favorite way to support the health of my gut and my skin is Just Thrive Probiotic. So if you guys want beautiful and radiant skin and powerful digestive and immune health, it's a total game changer. So Just Thrive Probiotic is vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, dairy-free, and free from literally anything artificial. And it's even safe for kids and easy to take. So if you're looking to boost your skincare game, improve digestion, and support optimal immunity, you need to check out Just Thrive Probiotic. You guys can get 15% off their award-winning probiotic today. Go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code Shay at checkout. That's justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code Shay. So that's Just Thrive. Sarah, have you processed all of that? Natalie?
Well, I'm back. I'm okay. I've recovered.
Okay. But I do. I want to talk Summer House too. So Paige, Craig, Carl, Lindsay, Kyle, Amanda, Andrea, Lexi, Sierra, everyone. Like,
Kristen Cavallari.
Kristen Cavallari. I love how they act like no one knew that that's, you know, they're like blocking out her name.
Yeah,
and it's like
why?
Everyone knows who you're talking about. Probably because she would have. But that's the thing. It's like they're, I mean, I guess they weren't really necessarily using her likeness if they didn't use her name or a photo because she would have to sign off on that. I know when Shaws of Sunset, another, I don't know if you knew that Nima and I ever dated.
Okay, I think I saw like blogs, well, not blogs, you know what I mean? Like Instagram, like fan accounts, because I do follow like Best of Bravo. Like I got my people, but I don't know if they ever put it together that you did, but I feel like I remember seeing things like you guys, like, I think like people were like, what's it called?
Killing. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, we went on several dates in, what was it? 2018, 2019, early 2019, before I met Brock in 2019. I was thriving. I'm still thriving with Brock, but at that time, single Sheena was thriving.
Yeah.
So yeah, met Nima. We went on several dates, which is why more recently, because we never slept together, it never crossed the line. But more recently, I was like, hey, Raquel, you know who I think you should go on a date with?
Oh, I saw on your story.
Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for updates on that. But let's just say Hannah Berner's wedding was a hit. But what I was going to say about Nima was when they did their last reunion, I had their production company reach out to me to sign a release because they wanted to pop up a photo of me because there was a part in the reunion where they talked about all the other Bravo celebrities that he's been on dates with. Oh. So it was like Paige from Summer House, Jules from Summer House, me, and then, I mean, not Raquel yet, but...
yeah. So they obviously didn't do that with Kristen because they didn't show like
exactly. I mean, they may have tried to reach out, but I'm sure she was like, I don't know. There's no way she would have, especially unless she was getting paid, you know?
So like, I'm so baffled by the whole thing. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
I really am. And I love Paige and Craig. And so I'm glad that settled and happened, but God, that would be, I don't know. That would be tough.
Yeah.
Especially if everyone knows but you. I feel like that's always hard. And then like they kind of said how, I don't know if you watched the reunion, but they were like, Lindsay, you wait till these moments that are like bombshell moments and you wait till we're on camera. And like, you know, I'm sure there's like a fourth wall or there's like an un-
yeah. And I'm like, see, to me, that's just Lindsay doing a really good job at her job.
I mean, we're all thankful for it.
You obviously. Know, I mean, we can't. That's the one thing that people don't understand. It's like, and I've been guilty of this on the other end where I'm like, why couldn't you give me a heads up? But it's like, I understand how it works. I do believe there is a time and a place, and that time and place isn't always at a dinner table in front of a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that was kind of tough.
But you have to understand that like, you're going to be called out on camera if something is brought up on or off camera, or it's something that you found out, like that is our job. That's telling our story. And you have to wait for those moments sometimes.
And I think the thing that's hard as us for viewers to understand is like, while the whole Craig, Austin, Kristen thing was happening, like we were seeing it, right? Like we saw the videos, we saw, but like, we don't know when they film. So I'm like, Paige, did you see it was going on? Or did Lindsay just know so much earlier than everyone else, you know?
Yeah. I know there are times where people in my friend group, you know, wait for that moment to bring something up. And you're just like, you're such a dick. But I get it because it is our job and you're doing your job. But it was like, you know, did Lala need to bring up the stuff to me about Brock at a tea party in front of Lisa and Katie? I was upset that that was how it was presented because she could have even been like, you know what? I'm not going to do this in front of people. Can I pull you aside? Yeah. And I want to talk to you about this. I still wouldn't have wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I understand Brock told her something very juicy off camera. And I know that's going to be brought up because that's the nature of the game.
I feel like Summer House was just in a weird place this summer where it was like, we were dealing with a lot of characters who weren't on the show. Like Austin was a major part of this season and the guy wasn't even at the reunion to speak for himself. Kristen was this character that everyone was kind of, I don't know. So that's hard. I think when you're watching, cause it's like, okay, but like, what about the one guy who all he did was make turkey sandwiches? Like
Alex.
My thing with that is I love Summer House. So I just started watching it. Recently. And
did you start from the beginning or you just watched the most recent season?
No, like straight up most recent season.
Okay. Because you started with Winter House and then of that, she was like, I'm going to go in.
Yeah. I felt like when I saw the preview for Summer House, I had to catch up on the rest of Winter House to fully understand where Summer House was at. So,
And I know that Sarah's like good friends with Craig and Austin. So I'm like, okay, like I want to like see them in action, blah, blah, blah. I just feel like in this season of Summer House, and I can't speak, I don't know how long they've been on the show, there are so many people that like really don't bring anything to the table for me, i.e. that man that works out all the time.
Yeah. Alex?
I don't care. Alex. Like, I don't...
In his defense,
this it was his first season.
Wild season. Yeah. There wasn't room for him, honestly. Yeah.
Like, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Either create something for him or just don't. I don't want to say don't have him on because that's like his job, but like there was give him something. Mm-hmm. Like there's too many people that were just sitting around being like, I'm going to go to the brewery today. I don't know. I mean, like it just seemed like a little bit. And I don't know. Some of these people, I was just like, I don't know, maybe make it smaller or give other people some storylines. But like, can Bravo give storylines to someone like Alex?
I mean, I think it just with the new people in any group on any show, it has to be authentic and they have to build genuine relationships with people on the show. Like Jules, who was on Summer House a couple seasons ago, absolutely adorable, sweetheart, just didn't fully like really work herself into the friend group. It wasn't necessarily for lack of trying. It's just, you know, there's either chemistry there with friends and guys or girls or whoever, or there's not. And so I think with Alex, it was like, look, if he comes on and makes a genuine connection with someone and maybe him and Sierra hit it off and then they start dating, then he has more of a storyline. There's more of a place to go. But I think they try to, you know, spice it up, bring new people on, see if it works. And if it's not a fit, then, you know, he probably won't be back next season. But you don't know until you get them in that group, because also when you're putting people who don't all know each other well in a house together, like shit could hit the fan at any moment. You don't know. Like what if someone ate all of his turkey?
True. What if somebody took the ground turkey, made a turkey burger and didn't involve him in it? What about
No, I was just going to say, and I feel like this was a season where we had a lot of stories. And unless you were like throwing a glass or like hooking up, there wasn't really any room for you. Like Lindsay came in hot, Kyle and Amanda hot.
Totally.
So it was really, I felt for anyone who really was trying to come in and like shake things up, it just didn't
Yeah, it just didn't.
Tina, what are your thoughts on Kyle?
Kyle, see, again, I know him personally. And so it's like, I mean, as a person, I like him. I've always had fun with him. I've done Watch What Happens Live with him. I know him way better than I know Amanda. But then when I watch the show, it's like, it's just, it's a hot mess, but it's entertaining. But it's
But I'm saying, imagine being like, yeah, I think he'd be so fun to go out with. And I feel he'd be a great guy friend. Like he would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like he'd pop in, give some advice when he wants to, he'd be good. I'm saying, Mary, I'm watching this and it's it's genuinely like sad. And because I've been there before at certain points with other guys in my life. And I'm just like, that's a slippery slope. And I just feel like I want them to be like happy and I don't want them to be arguing. And God, I know what that's like though, to be like the only couple like arguing in like the Hampton share house. Like it's uncomfortable and it's hard. And you have to work through it. But I'm just like, can you imagine watching that back post you getting married? And then you're having to like relive all these things. Like
I would imagine.
Like, done it.
Yeah.
I know.
I've done it. And I would imagine that you'd need a lot of therapy to help with that. And
I love her too. I love her.
And I know they are in couples therapy. So that's probably something good that they need to do regularly, just because when you are in this world and it's unrelatable. It's not, there's nothing normal about our lives and things are heightened when there's cameras and all of that. So I recently started therapy as well, which I think is going to be so helpful going into season 10 and whatnot. And if you guys are looking for a good therapist, you can also go to Talkspace. So I think sometimes it's easy to focus all of your time and energy on other people and responsibilities above your own mental health. And I have been trying to just take this into my own hands recently with, you know, I do my acupuncture self-care, but also now I have started therapy. And we often forget that a big part of showing up for the people we care about is showing up for ourselves first. So May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's the perfect time to find the one thing you can do to prioritize your mental well-being and write yourself a permission slip to get out there and do it. I'm telling you, I think everyone could benefit from a little therapy, and it just feels good after. It's cathartic and it feels good. Talkspace has licensed therapists that can help you identify with that you know, what that permission looks like, whether it's setting stronger boundaries or letting something go or gaining the courage to try something different. Talkspace, there are just so many benefits from therapy that, you know, ripple out to other parts of your life, including how it changes, you know, like the connections you make and just relationships around you, how you deal with certain situations, how you talk to the people closest to you about what you're going through, and just being able to communicate your feelings better, to understand, you know, your own struggles, dealing with, you know, for me personally, anxieties. And there's so much fear that comes with being a new mom. And I have found that taking the first step towards getting help can be scary at times, but so beneficial once you do. So no matter where you all are at with your mental health journey, taking time to talk to a therapist makes a huge difference. And Talkspace takes some of the pressure off the first step. So they're more flexible and convenient, and they have the high quality care you need. Plus, there are several payment options to choose from. With Talkspace, you can talk to a licensed therapist 24/7, and you never need an appointment. So they're literally available to you whenever you need them, which is so important. They're private, secure, and most importantly, like I said, accessible. So it's everything you love about therapy without the stuff that gets in the way. And right now, I need you all to consider this your permission slip to put your mental health first. Match with your dedicated therapist today at Talkspace.com and use promo code Shay during sign up to get $100 off your first month. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com. Use promo code Shay. Talkspace.com, promo code Shay.
Are you doing therapy by yourself or with Rock?
So I'm starting with individual therapy, yeah, and then eventually we're going to probably do couples, but I think we're just going to start out individually both.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm having him look into Talkspace for his own therapist, and then hopefully mine can have the room to see us as a couple. Cause I did my first session with her, really liked her.
You like her?
And so yeah, nice. I know, I'm excited. I've already like booked out for the next like month and a half. I'm like scheduled this week.
Good for you.
I'm yeah. the biggest advocate for that. And I like that you're doing it. Like I'm involved in your relationship, but I think it's good that you're both doing it separately, mm-hmm, to like work on your own and then like come together, you know, like, and I feel like when people, sometimes therapy, it's like, I go when I'm in a good mood because yeah. it's like, I feel like you get, honestly, you get so much like personal growth done when you go in, when yeah. you're like, shit's not really hitting the fan. Mm-hmm. So like, maybe I'm in a good headspace and I can look back at all of these other things and they're like, oh, okay. Like I came out of that. And I feel like you do your most growing. So like if anybody yeah. wants to cancel their therapy appointment, even if they're in a good mood, don't. That's yeah. my tidbit.
No, that's a really good point. And I wanted to say something else too, that I thought was really interesting. Just speaking of being in reality and therapy and whatnot, at Hannah Berner's wedding, Craig said that when they were talking to their like show, like psychiatrist, therapist or whatever, that he doesn't like read anything or watch the show back. Like he'll like to just like go out of the country and take a vacation while the show's airing and just, you know, like check out. And he said that their psychiatrist said that reading into like Instagram and comments and stuff was like equivalent to cutting yourself, that each time you open that door, you're harming yourself. And I was like, wait, I was like, Brock, oh my God. I was like, you got to hear. I've never even thought yeah. of it in that way. But he said he was trying to explain that to Paige because she is still newer in this world. Yeah. And I was like, that is such an interesting analogy. I've never thought of it that way.
It's so true. I was talking about that with her too, because I was like, how the fuck mm-hmm. do you do this? Yeah. I mean, I think that I literally, like, as much as I love it and as much as it's on my TV 24/7 all day, I could literally never imagine like being. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not for everyone. It's like I said, there's nothing normal about what we do. It's like you're watching normal people live their normal lives, but watching that is not normal.
It's not normal.
Yeah, but I thought that was really interesting. He said that, and I was like, that really resonated with me because I mean, yeah. I'm been doing this for so long now that I'm like, whatever people say doesn't bother me. But for mm-hmm. people who are new into this, and especially totally. Like Brock's mom and his family, like seeing things about him for the first time, it's like,
Well, and I feel like this is like Paige and Craig, like this is her first like Bravo, really, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How she's getting it from the Southern Charm people. And oh my God, I just love them so much that like, that makes me sad.
I know.
It's like really sad, but you guys are all stars for doing what you do. Thank you. Please don't ever stop because
I know.
I won't survive. Like,
with that being said, don't ever stop doing it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to stop doing it. I don't want to stop doing this podcast either because I feel like we could talk for hours. I think we're just going to need to do this again.
100%.
Yeah.
We all need to come to LA, do it in studio. Like we said, need and then to go do to that. Drinks after.
Yes.
Maybe 100%. It's Tom. Maybe it's,
I'm so down.
You tell us where.
Yes, but we need to do an in-person. We need to hang out. We need to just do this more. This is so fun because like I just am solo now. I mean, obviously it's my show, but I had a co-host for a while and then she started her own show. And so I kind of miss just like the chat with like girlfriends and the shooting banter. The shit. So yeah, this is so fun. Netrix. Thanks. Yes. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening and we'll need to continue this on a later date. Maybe like when some of the shows we were talking about are starting to wrap up, we do like an end of season recap.
Oh my God. Love that.
Love that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us. This so fun.
Literally. I'm like, we could go on forever.
No,
so.
I know. I'm like, and thank you for all know. The tea because I am just like, my mind is spiraling right now. I'm just like thinking about like you and Nima and like you and Carl and like, I'm just not okay.
Me and Shep, you know.
I know. And I feel bad. I don't have my mic. I hope my sound's okay. I'm literally like stressed.
No, you
that,
sound
so.
Great.
Yeah, you do. You sound fine.
Okay.
All right, ladies. Well, thank you so much for getting into some shenanigans with me. And I will talk to you both soon. And thank you guys for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.